so far, we have been able to assist about 182 families whose homes were destroyed or flattened by, you know, the storms that took place here in Mberengwa, as we have already reported. But we have received a lot of support from government and the Disaster Management Unit of government through the governor's office, where some NGOs, the Red Cross, have come very handy to assist in this disaster so as to alleviate the suffering of our people. We've been able to receive mealie meal, blankets, tents, plastic, paper, and so forth to assist our people so that they can have somewhere, you know, to start from. We also expect to continue to receive assistance from these organizations, the NGOs and the government, until maybe about 2 months or so, because, you know, some of these families and even some of the people whose homes remained intact are badly affected, you know, in their fields, because the crops actually were destroyed by the storms, and they don't expect to get anything from the fields. So the situation is just dicey, and it's not something that, you know, will be over within a short period of time, because if failing to get the crops when people already did not have anything, you know, in their homes because of the drought that we already had experienced in the previous year, and we've been living on drought relief, what it means is that we have to start from now until this time next year to look for food to feed our people.